Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is now on the line to talk about the weather forecast, not only here in the United States, but around the planet. Drew, thanks for being with us. Can you start with the hard red winter wheat regions in the United States? They have had a tough fall. Is it getting better or not?
It is getting better in quite a bit of that region, but there are holes that are going to continue to be quite dry. The biggest improvement so far, and we still have 24 hours left in the storm system, but the greatest moisture so far has been from south central Kansas into all of Oklahoma, and at least the eastern half of the Texas Panhandle. Those areas have all had at least a full inch of moisture. There's an area in central Oklahoma that's had 2 to 4, almost 5 inches of rain, only over a couple of counties for the 5-inch amounts. But nevertheless, a big improvement. They went 30 to 40 days without any precipitation in a lot of that region. And temperatures, of course, not too long ago, were way above average. So the moisture in the soil was really tanking. And we saw that reflected in the USDA crop report earlier this week. But the moisture that has occurred now, a big part of that area I just described is certainly looking at better conditions. But from the heart of Kansas into the southeast corner of Colorado, we've not even had, I don't think we've had 1/15 of an inch of moisture in some of that region. And so dryness is certainly going to prevail there. And there's some of the drought-stricken counties in northeast Colorado and southwestern Nebraska have also come up empty-handed. So we've probably whittled down the worst of the dryness in the hard red winter wheat areas by half. But there's another half that probably needs a pretty good dose of moisture still.
In the Midwest, especially the southern Midwest and the Delta region, it looks like they're going to be wet trying to finish up the harvest season.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks to this upper level low in the southern plains and a little moisture coming up from the hurricane Zeta, we will see yet another 2 days of rain in the lower Midwest and definitely in the Delta. Some of the Delta is going to see 2 to 4 inches of rain from this combination. And the lower Midwest will probably pick up on 1/2 to 1.5 inches, could be a couple of greater amounts out there. It's already wet in the lower Midwest. We were very dry, I think it's been 2 weeks ago. And now, of course, we've turned the corner there, and it is plenty moist, and we could use a several-day period of dry and warm weather before we can get back in to some of those wheat fields, and for that matter, even for the harvest of some of the summer crops.
I'm going to turn your attention to South America. Let's start with Argentina. Things better there?
Oh, yes. Argentina, over the past 2 weeks, has had a really good distribution of rain. The exception would be in northern Cordoba and Santiago del Estero, which is kind of the northwestern part of grain and oilseed country. But the heart of the production areas, corn and sunseed, sorghum, even soybean country, has really had a nice drink of water. The topsoil is now adequate to surplus. Subsoil moisture is still low, but we do have a couple of additional rain opportunities coming up over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Not as good as what we've just seen, but definitely enough to support the crops that are going to be pushed into the ground real quickly here over these next 10 days or so. So Argentina looks a lot better than it did.
I'm told that rainfall has started in parts of Brazil and that planting has ensued. Is that the case?
That is the case. The precipitation distribution in Brazil, though, has been very erratic. This would have been fine if it was the first part of October, but for late October, this is still a little unusual. But they're getting enough moisture, I think, that the majority of the cropland will be seeded fairly quickly and get those plants into the ground up and developing. There is definitely a need for more moisture, greater volumes of it. As we move forward through this next 10-day period, it looks like southwestern portions of Brazil will not be seeing a lot of rain. We've got one event that's going to occur here today and tomorrow, and then after that, I think they're going to miss rain for about 7 days, and the next round of precipitation that comes through there is going to be fairly light. You may recall that in La Nina years, southern Brazil does have a tendency to be a little dry biased. It worries me a little bit to see this drier, or I should say below average precipitation bias prevailing in that area so early. So we're going to be watching this area quite closely as we move forward through the heart of November to see if this becomes a persistent feature or not.
And we probably should finally check in on what's been happening with the wheat crop, winter wheat crop, in Russia and parts nearby.
Yeah, there was a little rain event that occurred a week ago in a small part of Russia's southern region, which helped to bring in at least a temporary relief in a small part of that region. I think it represented maybe 20% of the dry area over there. Well, now we've got a bigger event that's on the charts here for Friday through Monday of this coming weekend, and we will see the moisture totals run from 2/10 to 7/10 of an inch, maybe some local 1-inch plus amounts. So a nice little event for eastern Ukraine and the western portions of Russia's southern region. So this will probably add another 50% of the dry region getting enough moisture to be relieved. So we are shrinking that area down. But, you know, it's pretty late. It's almost November. And those crops over there quite often are dormant by now. And so they're buying a little time. But I don't think there's going to be enough time, to really get the crop up and looking very good before dormancy sets in. So they'll have at least the moisture in the soil. And if the crop can survive the winter, it has a pretty good chance of improving in the spring.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner. He joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.